type of greens you make?
Turnips and turnips and all kinds of turnips. We can have about 3 or 4 different kind of turnips we grow here, and mustard. Mustard's a good green.
Okay. Did you ever go out in the wild and pick out some?
No, that's poke salad.
Uh-huh.
Now, believe it or not, I have never cooked a mess of poke salad.
You hadn't?
Mm-mm, never have even eaten any. It was just something that my people didn't do and I didn't do.
Okay.
Now, I have some sisters that have, but I just wasn't interested because I hadn't plenty of other greens. It might have tasted good this year since we didn't raise them.
When you pick corn, the green covering that came
husk. Up. The shuck.
The husk, okay.
Shuck the corn.
And the corn that was tender enough to eat off the cob is called?
Well, I just call it young tender corn.
Well, you picked it when it made good. You ever eat it off the cob?
Yeah, sure, all the time.
And that was called what?
Licking good. I don't know what's the word. Roasting ears.
Roasting ears?
Uh-huh. Roasting ears. Yeah, a lot of them said roasting ears. I have a sister that says roasting ears now. I said, how you spell it, Lisa? Instead
okay.
of roasting ears, roasting ears.
And the top of the stalk
tassel.
Was the tassel. And you had to get the what off of all that stringy stuff?
Now, that's the silks to the corn. In the corn.
We used to make jack-o'-lanterns out of these things at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What were they?
Pumpkins. We grow pumpkins good around here.
Okay, and now the types of melons you raise?
No, watermelon and cantaloupes.
Okay. Did you get that yellow meat melon?
Yeah, but the green meat is the best. You can rarely see them now. The meat is green, but it's...
Huh?
I'm talking about a cantaloupe. If you get a cantaloupe with a green meat inside, it is the best cantaloupe, but you don't see them. I believe they told me it was a Rocky Ford, but you don't. It does. I don't know when I've seen them.
Have you ever seen the yellow meated watermelon?
Oh yeah, I've got a piece in my refrigerator.
You do?
You want some?
I have never. I hate to bug you like that, but I have never had a piece of that watermelon.
Of yellow meated watermelon.
And I hear they are really good.
Well, you're gonna have a bowl full right now.
Would you mind?
Not a bit.
Down here.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a wonderful place to eat up there, too.
What's the name of it?
I'd have to get some stiletto I got to really to tell you the name, because there were 50 in our bunch. We went on a mission tour.
Yes.
Our retired citizens of Mississippi went on a Mississippi Baptist mission tour of all our missions. And we started. You don't want this on the record, do you?
No, that's okay. Doesn't matter. Where'd you start?
We started. Well, we left from here and we met the crowd at Parchman. That's where our penitentiary is. You know about our penitentiary?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our penitentiary is at Parchman. So we went with a bus from here to start. Well, we didn't have but 12 to go, 13, I believe, with the driver. We went on one of our mini buses owned by our church. And then the other bus, I went on a Greyhound bus. And they gathered with points between Jackson and Parchman. And that bus was full. I reckon there was about 57, 67 in all Mississippians. And we did that first. But we found out we have no mission work in Parchman. And in that band, we went on down all over it. We went on death row. And it's I said, it's just pathetic. It just breaks your heart, you know, to just... And they said, so many of them would say, we want just enough money to send our home folks a card. And they told us before we went in, some of them said, don't give them, they'll beg, but don't give them anything. And I said, how do we know whether they're, you know... Well, we didn't know what to do with the money. If we give them a dime or a quarter, or they could have a dollar or... They could spend on anything.
Yeah.
So of course we didn't, but it was something.